I am so excited to be able to talk today with...
My name is Dr. Adam Clark, and I'm the superintendent of the Mount Diablo Unified School District, located in the San Francisco Bay Area. We have 29,000 students in 55 schools, and we're a TK through 12 district.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about the demographics of your district.
Yep. So our demographics were roughly 42% Latino, roughly about 20% Caucasian, 10% Asian, 3% African American, and failed to notify or other, if makes up the rest of the population.
Very good. Now, we are talking about literacy, science of reading, how we accelerate reading achievement. Yeah. I would love to know what strategies you're using to accelerate reading achievement in your district.
Right. So first of all, what we're doing is you have to make it a priority, right? So it is something that I talk openly about with our governing board. We have open discussions in public so that everyone understands that this is our expectation, and this is what we're really going to be focusing on. So what we're doing currently right now is we are undertaking a huge training initiative to train our primary teachers in the science of reading. And so we have some train-the-trainer models that we're using that we're finding is being very successful. We're paying our teachers to go and get trained. This is something extra. So that's also when you're doing PD, and it's something as important as literacy, you can't just pile that on with everything else that they're doing, right? So you have to make time, you have to set aside the resources to be able to meet that need. Another thing that we're doing is that we are really working on identifying a dyslexia screener. So we have, no joke, we have about 5 pilots going on right now.
Wow.
We're doing some work with the University of California in San Francisco. So they're one of the cutting edge leading institutions in this work. And we really want to find a screener that will give our educators the information that they need to be able to really help our students get the resources that they may need, or just to eliminate some things that may not be there, or bring some attention to some areas where
absolutely.
It is.
Oh, absolutely. That's huge. Yep. That is huge. And that's one of the areas where you see a lot of school districts really needing that support and really needing that help to be able to fill those gaps. So how long have you been in your district?
I've been in Mount Diablo for 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in those 4 years, have you seen a lot of success with the strategies that you're using? Have you had to pivot? How are you coming out of COVID? What's happening with that?
Well, so first of all, it's a very complex situation, right? As you talk about. So what we've done is we have established common formative assessments.
Okay.
That was a task in itself. Not only that, we've also worked with a data system so that we can report that information out and make sure that it's accessible to our governing board, to the public, and most importantly, to our educators, so that they can give feedback to students and families. Then what we've done is we've worked on our professional development plan and making sure that we've applied the resources to it, that we have the system in place to be able to provide professional development to our educators. Over the years, we've really focused on math. You know, we use a model where we have lead teachers who are being pulled out alongside with their principals, and they're coming to PD sessions together. We're sitting side by side with principals and teacher leaders,
right,
and they're going over protocols, looking at student work, looking at the curriculum, looking at standards. And so that's what we have been working on for the last 2 years. Now we're transitioning that same model into literacy.
I like it.
So
like
we don't want to just continue to pile on. You really have to be strategic and really segment these efforts. Otherwise, you're going to burn out. You're going to deal with turnover. You're going to deal with some of the things that in public education we've been facing. One of the great things about Mount Diablo is that we're a very diverse district.
Yeah.
So I have my very wealthy schools, I have my very underserved schools, and a lot in between. We have a large population in English learners. And so we're also really focusing on our English learner experience, on making sure that the teachers who are interfacing with our English learners each day have the training, have the materials, and have the support, and most importantly, the mindset to be able to influence and work with these young students who are grasping English.
And I feel like that is one of the specific areas that we're hearing consistently across the board is our newcomers, our language learners who are coming, and we're wanting to support them where they are and honor what they have, bring to the table, and still help them succeed, right? What challenges have you experienced as you've been doing this work over the last 4 years? Like, where have you noticed those gaps that you really have to try to figure out how to fix and shore up?
This episode is brought to you by Just Right Reader. A critical component of a high-quality explicit phonics program is applying developing phonics skills in real connected text. Decodables give children opportunities to read successfully and independently from the moment they begin learning phonics. For beginning readers, experiencing the joy of reading success is highly motivating and accelerates achievement. To learn more, visit justwritereader.com.
There's no shortage of challenges everywhere from relationships with labor partners, to contracts, to, probably the biggest challenge is mindset. It really is that growth mindset versus the fixed mindset. And what we see is you'll have a school or you'll have teams of grade level teams where the mindset is a growth mindset, but then we can't sustain that all the way through the experience. So where we see our students make gains in one area, then the following year, it may dip some just because of, again, there's a lot of factors to it. You know, obviously we're in a teaching shortage. So an experienced teacher versus a brand new teacher, a teacher on emergency credential through a nationally certified teacher. Like that's that consistency that's a huge challenge in making sure that we're meeting the needs of everyone, all the students that we need. The other thing is our materials.
Right.
Since I've been there, we've updated our social studies, we've updated our English language arts, we've updated our science curriculum, our world language, and so math is the last thing that we have next. But we were using outdated materials for years, and so those are the types of challenges that we run into.
What kind of materials are you using specifically in literacy that are helping you with the science of reading and all of that data and research that's going on?
Right. Well, it really is just from our adoption. So it's just the grade level curriculum, and that's something that really is important because we have educators who are committed to the work, and oftentimes they rely on what has always worked for them. However, the students that we're facing today are not the same as the students we faced yesterday because of the resources, because of AI, because of technology, because of cell phones, all those types of things. So making sure that our teachers are using grade level board adopted California state standards is something that really helps us. And in that way, we can measure what's working, what's not. Before, when it was all over the place, then it was hard to pinpoint like where those gaps were and where they were coming from.
Right. Well, this has been really great. I have one more question.
Great.
If you district leaders, administrators, teachers, educators, we get so much information thrown at us, right?
Yeah.
There's so much information. There's so many strategies out there. The real question that I have is, if you were going to sit down and give me, an educator, a leader, two pieces of advice that you say, this is the advice you need to take, what would those two things be?
Yeah, I would say that creating that relationship with your students is first and foremost. And really, what to expand on that is really making your classroom, making your school, making your program as student-centered as possible. And that means that you're not just doing something because it's because you've always done it or because it's easy or whatnot. You're doing really what students need. And so that is like at the top of it. The second thing is you have to be strategic, right? If we're focusing on literacy, then we got to go all in on literacy. And that means that literacy shows up in math, in science, in social studies, in PE. It shows up everywhere. You can't do everything at one time. Otherwise, it's just all watered down. So create those relationships and then just stay laser focused on that goal.
That's that.
That is
perfect. I am so grateful to you for taking the time to sit down and just share this with us. Yeah. We love this work. We love what we're doing. And being able to share this information, being able to share your advice, your expertise with our listeners, I know it's going to go a long way. So thank you for your time.
Well, thank you for all you do. And thank you for the great services you all provide.
We love it. Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. If you found this conversation valuable, please subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. We will see you next time on Science of Reading Leadership, Guiding Minds, Transforming Lives.